Hey guys, what's going on? Steve Yoder from Indianapolis doing GE Artistry with you guys. Looking forward to it, but you're not quite ready to go, so I'll be back in a minute. Okay, obviously the introduction is going to need a little bit more sense of belonging from a visual standpoint to sink us into the concept. We have to find a way to make that snare stuff maybe even a little bit more interesting, because it really gets a little long in the tooth from a pacing standpoint musically. Really enjoy how the batter performers in particular are playing, the phrasing ideas, they're really projecting those well. Yeah, and again, we've come back to the well on the same idea. Maybe you've got something conceptually that's going to do something. I understand it's central to the concept, but at this point, from the pacing standpoint, we're going to need more variety. You've got the unity part of it. Yeah, tenor tuning's having a hard part getting the clarity of it. I think with more tenor clarity to that and a little bit more presence, maybe from a staging standpoint, that whole build-in from the snares and the bass drums can really, really work. It should have come across and been a really major applause point. You could tell from an orchestration standpoint that the orchestrator, that's what they were thinking it would be. It would be a major applause point, and it just didn't happen for you. My guess is that need more visual help there. Particularly in the woods. I'm getting all the metal stuff, but I don't really get the running pattern of the woods, which gives the musical energy and direction to the composition. Yeah, it's really interesting. We keep coming back to the solo girl snare performer, and even at the end, she's the only one with her face up. And everybody else goes face down right after the impact and the resolution of the phrase musically. Yeah, I think we've actually might have overdone it with our pit volume here. Maybe I have to create a scene if it's you have a digital board. Because the keyboards actually sound like they're distorting. Yeah, same thing. We're going back to the solo snare drummer. Yeah, and the visual for everybody else, for the rest of the cast members out on the floor, gets a little bit pedestrian. I'll let the visual caption talk to you about that, but I think there's some things that we can do to add more, to free it up, to use less structure to make it more interesting. Is doing tap timing stuff, just get out of the way. Who's got the melody? Yeah, it seems like the music wants to run a little bit. Has possibilities. Yeah, There's good eye contact by the solo snare drummer. Just really like to feel that I could feel the emotion of what it is that I'm supposed to be getting out of it from her. It's like, am I supposed to get power? Am I supposed to get drama? What am I supposed to get? That's why you're not getting these instantaneous applause points. It's not the sophistication of the program, is that we're missing the connection. There, it seems like there's a mute button or a veil over the concept or the revelation of the concept of this show that's not coming off the floor from the kids. I think the kids have got all their musical stuff worked out. They seem like they're confident in their entrances. They seem like they're aggressive in their entrances. They're going after quality of sound. But there's some balance things, some balance issues, and some that are causing clarity issues in the musical book. And visually, there's just a lot further to go in terms of just development there to help us find the concept and to bond with the individual performers, to give them personality. You have to give us a reason why we should care about that person if they're going to perform that often and be presented as a soloistic performer. You have to give us those reasons. Why should we be paying attention to them? What kind of variation can we do to present them in a different way? Can they be carried? Can they be put on somebody else's back? Can they do, you know, how can you visually portray that? So maybe get with a color guard person or a really good choreographer, see if they can come out to a couple of rehearsals and get you guys some help. So it seems like it's a really, really well-trained ensemble in terms of musical technique and preparation. I would hate to see you guys go through a really, really frustrating season because you couldn't get the show to really talk. So speaking of talk, we'll talk in critique. Thanks.